B-Pod Studios.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab like something to eat?
Yeah. That's like a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and the man who may be spending his entire life savings on a new PC. Robbie Landis.
Wasn't even half of my life savings. Ooh, thank you very much.
All right.
It was just under half. But yeah, $2,000 on a new PC. I'm excited.
How many RGB lights did you get? Super like cool lights to go in it?
I think that it has a few in them, but I don't know that I'll be turning them on.
James, do gaming PCs that have RGB lights in them, like the color changing lights, does that make it a better gaming PC?
It probably doesn't make it a better gaming PC, but it makes it way cool, and I want to spend all my money on it.
It's like having the flames on the side of your hot rod.
Yes, exactly.
I will say, though, that I do have liquid cooling with this thing.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds like it's a computer from the future.
It's a computer from now, James, but it will take me into the future. 6 to 7 years before I have to worry about upgrading.
Well, I can't wait till I get invited to come over and watch porn on it.
Oh, boy.
The last couple weeks, things have been getting fairly wild in terms of playing the game against each other. Weird Beard came in with a virtually impossible to win contest a couple weeks ago. Then Robbie struck back last week with an equally challenging contest for revenge. So hopefully, now things are back to normal with the playing fields all leveled. We do have Checkpoint XP producer Callie sitting in to help us play this game. Weird Beard, can you explain the rules to this one?
So this game is easy. Not super easy, but easy enough. I have gone through the subreddit Livestream Fails, which is essentially like a celebrity gossip rag magazine, but based off of Twitch streamers. And I've gone over some of the most frequented posts over this previous year. I'm going to describe what a certain streamer did on stream, and I'll play you a clip afterwards. You have to tell me who the streamer is, all right?
Okay,
now,
easy enough.
These are all streamers that you definitely have heard of before, so none of these are like unknown ones, okay?
Okay.
Let's start off with the very first one.
I just want to clarify.
Yes.
This is an easier game because we're all stupid.
No, it's just because it's accessible.
It's because the last 2 weeks has been like impossible exactly to answer
questions. Weird Beard started it.
100%. I agree. Game Genie does a win against you, Robbie.
And it wasn't a real win.
First one. This streamer, under high pressure recently about their partner, showed an adult video on stream titled "Reading Causes Rough Sex." They were then banned from Twitch for 3 days.
Who is Pokimane?
Pokimane is correct.
Wow.
Oh, see, that's who I was thinking, but when you mentioned they showed an adult video, I'm like, wait, what?
That's her reacting to "Reading Causes Rough Sex" that she played on stream.
Did she do it on purpose?
No, a Twitch or one of her chatters sent it to her and said, you should check this out.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say Pokimane too, but then when you mentioned she played an adult thing, I'm like, I don't think Pokimane did that.
Baited.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it jabated?
Jabated.
Yeah, I got jabated once. I didn't understand what it was. I'm like, what happened?
You're so old.
Next. By the way, I don't know why I answered that like a Jeopardy question.
What is
Pokimane?
Do we need to buzz in? What do we need to do? Just shout it out?
First person to say it.
Okay.
This is for fun because everybody's here to have fun.
Yeah, it's not about the competition, guys.
I just want to be clear on all the rules.
Great, this is the millennial version of it. Got it.
Next one. This streamer, who has taken up streaming on Twitch after a very visible previous career, was able to tell you exactly what 12 inches of dough was during a cooking stream for other reasons.
Shroud?
Incorrect.
I know who it is now. Can I answer multiple times?
Sure, it's for fun.
Ninja!
No, what? Still wrong.
Wow, you're wrong twice.
Someone who is famous doing something else before Twitch.
Yes.
Somebody, is it a rapper?
No.
12 inches of dough? No, okay.
It's like Gordon Ramsay wasn't on Twitch, was he?
No, here, I'll give it to you. Sasha Gray. Here you go, while she was doing her cooking segment on her channel, Sasha Gray.
Oh, I get 12 inches. I understand now.
She's a porn star.
No, I'm already waiting for those jokes.
Next up, this streamer learned on stream why the game Monopoly is called Monopoly after learning about VWs and Lamborghinis.
Markiplier?
Closer, but no, not Markiplier. This clip alone has 370,000 views on Twitch.
You said close. Is it like Jacksepticeye?
No.
PewDiePie?
No, we're going too far. He's he's had recent success in Fall Guys.
Tim the Tap Man.
James gets it.
Oh,
wow. Woo! On the board before I am, James.
Yeah.
Golf clap for you.
Did you guys know
Thank
this?
Thank you.
This is blowing my mind.
Is he okay?
This like hurts my head.
Sounds like it hurts your head.
Volkswagen's the top, right? No one owns Volkswagen.
Yeah, Tim. Nobody owns Volkswagen. Way to go. Next one. This streamer, who happens to have a huge music career, took their auto-tune perfected beats created on stream and then gave them away for free to their stream community.
Oh, it's not going to be Drake.
I'm trying to think of T-Pain.
T-Pain is correct.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice. I was going for, now I can't think of his name. The guy who just retired.
Logic?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of his name. Good job, T-Pain. Good
all
guy,
these
T-Pain.
Beats me,
wish we had
that.
Auto-tune on
all
the mic. I could have sung the celebration song.
Challenges, shit, all that shit. I'm going to give these to y'all so y'all can use them on y'all streams.
Thanks, T-Pain. Appreciate us having to bleep all that stuff out.
Yeah, that was nice.
Auto-tune it out.
Yeah, this next one. This streamer, known for raging out, turned a new leaf and offered to buy a second monitor for a random teammate who happened to be disabled and was struggling with their current one monitor setup.
XQC.
Ooh, do you know that? Do you knew that one?
The rage thing, I think, tipped me off that it was.
Okay, well, shit. It's not a flex, man.
It's definitely
a flex.
Are
you sure, man?
Yeah, just add this again. Add me and just send me a bit of
just... Dono for his new monitor fund. Why?
It's fun. Do you think XQC would buy anybody in here a monitor?
No, not at all.
Is he playing CS:GO?
He is playing CS:GO.
Okay, interesting.
Callie heard that and her ears perked up real quick.
Yeah, I heard the throwing smoke. I'm like, oh god, I'm right back on Nuke.
We are currently playing a game where I am trying to get these guys and gals to be able to guess who the popular streamer is. I'm going to tell them about a famous clip that was on the subreddit Livestream Fails. And after I describe it, they have to tell me who that streamer was.
And the current standings are me with the lead.
You are in the lead.
Correct answers.
Yeah.
Would you say this is a fair game?
It is.
Okay.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
And then Callie and Robbie are tied with one apiece.
That's right. Yes.
This streamer, another popular musician knowing for being quite a curmudgeon, called all streamers beggars and said they were worse off than people on the side of the road.
Oh, a curmudgeon.
Dr. Disrespect.
No, he's a musician.
Oh, a musician. I missed that part.
I gave away his gender, too.
Not Logix, because he's pretty nice. Who else streams that's a musician?
This person normally streams music creation, but in here they are playing, it looks like PUBG.
I have no idea.
I feel like all the guys that I know, I wouldn't call them curmudgeon.
Next one, I'll give you the answer. It is DeadMau5. And here's
the clip. Oh, yeah.
You know, the patrons. In order
this is
to-
so ironic coming from a couple of fucking streamers who fucking e-beg for $5.
E-beg?
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Thanks a lot, DeadMau5.
Wow.
Appreciate that
one.
Nice.
He was such a
the
dick.
Man who wears a giant mask.
Yeah.
Hide his identity.
Next one. This streamer was forced to stop playing with a teammate because the teammate's girlfriend slapped him since she was so jealous that the teammate was playing with this streamer.
Oh.
Is it the teammate?
I remember this.
You do.
It's the streamer. This clip has 1.2 million views on Twitch.
I have no idea. What game are they streaming?
I don't even know.
Is it Fortnite? Fortnite.
No, it's not Fortnite. I think it's Overwatch here.
Ooh.
It's an Overwatch one, and Robbie doesn't know.
Yeah. I'll give it to you. Pokimane. So a guy's girlfriend got super jealous because he was streaming with Pokimane, and the girlfriend came in, slapped him, and he was like, I gotta go.
Does your girlfriend actually mad or like joking mad?
Was it mocap?
The first one.
What is mocap? Okay. Wait. Which one was the first one?
The actually mad one.
The first one. I don't want
to
get you.
Oh, damn.
Really, love?
Ow.
That's him getting slapped right there.
Ow.
Ow.
Last
one. Like they're playing Valorant, actually.
Yeah, last one. It is for all the marbles. Here we have another musician streamer known as the King of the Pound said what we all wanted to say after losing a match, saying the team that they played on was trash.
King of the Pound? Another musician? I feel like the only musician that I keep back to is Logix.
I think it's Drake.
Snoop Dogg.
Robbie wins. Snoop Dogg.
Oh my gosh, and now I'm going to get Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
what?
I honestly thought you were going to win this one, James.
I'm a dog pound. I'm a dog pound Snoop Dogg. That's the only that it could be, but I don't think he streams.
He does.
Him after playing Madden NFL 20 with the realest post-match interview ever.
That was a tough loss. How do you feel after that?
How the f*** you think I feel?
James, man. Even though he said that one's for all the marbles, I'm going to call it a tie because we each got two.
Fair enough.
We're going to take this victory together.
Fair enough. We both got the rapper questions.
And assert our superiority over Callie.
Callie, you lose. You lose to me, Callie.
I'm not good at things.
She doesn't care.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows, who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
All right, you heard our nailed it earlier when Dignitas shut down TSM's trash talking. Well, now it is time for our failed it. And for that, we're going to visit a Twitch streamer who is a Twitch streamer no more. Mr. Golds was trying to prove his Twitch viewers that he doesn't cheat by bringing up his window task manager, but when he did, it also revealed the cheat menu behind it from Engine Owning, a website that claims we believe that everyone should have the ability to win and only enjoy online matches. Listen to his stream when he realizes his huge mistake.
Because I have a good recoil, I'm good at the game. Is it the first time you see someone good at the game? Now I'm talking with you guys because you really, I play and I look at the chat and I be like,
get ready, he's about to realize it. Hold on. Here it is.
Hey.
He just like, he stares off into space and he's just like.
There's a moment where he's like.
Okay.
The silence speaks wonders of that. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook what game you thought looked to be the best from the Gamescom live stream and what your new boss battle theme song would be according to the last song you listened to. We'll discuss your answers in just a bit because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
Oh, you are never going to guess which legendary NBA player's son has just joined FaZe Clan.
Ooh, wow. Exciting. We'll talk about that and more next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.